Hi, this is the Seen and Heard podcast. This is your guide for everything music in and around Gosport, where we discuss interesting artists, gigs, and tackle some struggles people find in the local music scene. Join us on our journey through our magazine, podcast, and socials.
Hi, Annie.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us on our Christmas-themed episode.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get right into it. What inspired you to pursue music seriously? And when did you know that it was a path for you?
Well, I've always wanted to do it ever since I was little, but obviously, like, I didn't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And it was when I was about 15, my music teacher convinced me that I had something worth showing off, I guess. That's the right word. So I just decided to, like, pursue it for my whole life.
Who are your biggest musical influences, and how have they impacted your style or themes of your work?
Ever since I was little, I've listened to, like, Amy McDonald, who's an acoustic artist, and I kind of get my, like, jangly guitar sound from her. And I also quite like The Stranglers and David Bowie and Bjork. Like, I think, like, more obscure music is more my thing.
So, yeah. Cool. So you recently moved to Guildford to study songwriting, which is a big step. What has that experience been like so far?
It's been very interesting. It's like not what I thought it'd be. It's much better than I thought it'd be, just because you get, like, I've just met so many people and connections for it, living in Guildford in general and being at uni there. So yeah, but it's very cool. There's loads of cool venues like the Boiler Room and just loads of places that you can socialise, and
you're pretty close to, like, a lot of other places as well.
Yeah, like London, it's pretty good, yeah.
As a young artist, how do you navigate balancing studies, creating music, and personal goals?
Well, I feel like the study part is quite separate to my personal goals and music. I think personal goals and music are quite, like, intertwined for me, but I feel like it's harder for me to actually work on my studies because I still want to work on my solo projects and my projects with, like, other people rather than do actual work sometimes, so it's hard to balance, but I get there in the end. Yeah.
Cool. What was the process like for creating and releasing Clay?
Well, I wrote Clay when I was, like, 13, and I wrote it about, like, when I was feeling very, like, insecure. I wanted to display, like, how I felt, obviously. And so I thought it would be a good song to have as my first one. So I came into the studio here with Nick and wanted to do a full production as a debut because I thought it was, like, a special moment. So, yeah.
How did you feel when Clay was finally out in the world, and what was the response like?
I felt very, very happy, obviously. I felt like I have loads of supportive people around me, so that really, like, helps my confidence with releasing music from now on as well. For, like, a first single, it's pretty good. I got, like, almost 2,000 streams.
Oh, wow.
So it's not awful. Like, it's a good start, and I feel like it's something to be proud of.
Have you received, like, lots of support for it as well then?
Yeah. I've had lots of people, like, listen to it, post about it. On Spotify Wrapped, I was 5 people's top artist.
Oh, what?
Which is really, like, crazy because I only have one song. But yeah,
that's a big achievement.
Yeah, I bet one of them was my mum, but that's okay.
What inspires your songwriting, and are there any particular themes or emotions that you explore?
Wait, could you repeat the question?
What inspires your songwriting? Are there any, like, themes or emotions that you explore?
I think it's just, like, a lot of it is just my personal life, actually, but I've been trying to do more, like, concept story writing, not about me recently, but most of the time it's just whatever's going on in my life, I kind of, like, have to write it down, like, to get it out. That's just how I process things. So yeah, it's just wait, what was the last bit of the question?
Emotions, any, like, particular emotions that you
I write a lot about kind of again, like personal struggles, but I write like at the moment I've been writing a lot about like love and like new relationships, which I find quite fun to write about. But yeah,
songwriting can be obviously an intimate process. How do you approach writing your lyrics and melodies?
I think oh my god, I'm blanked. It's okay though. It's chill. I think like usually I, when it comes to like melodies or lyrics, I write either or. I don't do like one or the other first. But again, it's usually like just about what's going on, and then I kind of develop it from there. And then yeah, I find like getting a cool like rhythm with guitar as well. Like I don't find it's necessarily all about the chords all the time, because I do write like a lot of my songs on guitar. It's like not all about the chords, but also like how you play it, which can express the emotion. Because I don't have a full band with me all the time, it's just like me most of the time. So yeah,
so you don't feel like you have a routine, it just kind of depends on the song.
Yeah, not really. Like sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and like hum something into my phone that like yeah, I've heard in my dream. Yeah, and I listen to it the next day. I'm like, what the hell was that? But yeah, so it's kind of like inconsistent. But sometimes I do have to like sit myself down and like force myself to write something. So I'm like, okay, I haven't in like a couple of weeks now. Yeah. So,
how's your sound evolved over the years, and what influenced the changes?
I think recently I've been listening to like a lot of Lizzie McAlpine, and compared to when I was younger it was a lot of like David Bowie and like Elvis Presley. So like yeah, that together, I feel like my style has just changed constantly from who I listen to. But it's also kind of stayed the same, because I found in college there was a lot of people who didn't do what I did, so I wanted to like keep my own persona. And yeah, I've been working on some songs for a while now and just like finishing them up, so yeah.
Do you prefer recording at a professional studio or like a studio at, I guess, at uni?
I think if I had something like a concept album that I totally like completed and I was ready to record it all, then a professional studio would be like quite momentous, I think that's the one. but yeah, it would be like, that would be the right setting. But I think I quite like the familiarity of my uni.
Comfortable.
Yeah, because it's like I work with producers who are all my friends, and I get like free space there and free time, so it's quite nice just to like have that flexibility of just recording whatever you want.
I guess that's one of like the perks of being at uni, is you network with a lot of people who can like collaborate with you and stuff.
Definitely you meet all sorts of people, but so it's really good for networking.
Okay, where do you see your music career heading in the next few years?
In the next few years, I kind of like commercially I want to like find more sources of income in the industry for myself, so like maybe like commercial songwriting would be quite good just to keep myself alive. But in terms of like artistry, I'm hoping to release like an EP, and maybe like two EPs and an album. It's my plan, and then hopefully go on tour or just start gigging around different parts of the UK. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Do you have any plans to stay in Guildford after uni?
I thought about it, but it is quite an expensive place for like someone in their early 20s, so I'm not sure, but I think if I go home, I don't want to lose like all the independence that I've gained from being away from home. So it's a little mix. I'm not too sure yet, but I have options, so cool. Yeah.
Do you have any plans to gig in new cities this year?
Ooh, I'd quite like to gig in London, whether that's literally just like an open mic or something, just to like get myself into a different city.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. There's obviously tons of places in London.
Yeah, London would be a huge step.
That would be great, just to get myself out of the country a little bit. countryside, and then yeah, just wherever it takes me, really. Yeah.
And what can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, I'm currently working on an EP, so that's good. And it has about 6 songs on it, which I've only recorded 1 so far, so it's a process, but yeah. And I'm just gonna keep building my profile and hopefully a few more gigs or a tour. That'd be pretty cool. And also I was maybe starting like a band with my friend, so yeah, inspired by like the Sundays kind of jangly guitar, because we want to create some good music. Yeah,
is that gonna be like a different project to your solo work?
Yeah like completely different, and just yeah, but still inspired by it, I guess. But
If you could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Ooh, I was thinking about this the other day, and I was thinking I really want to do Tiny Desk Music Concert. I think that would be so fun, yeah. And I don't care if I get paid or not. Get me there.
I've been watching a lot of them recently, actually. I don't realise how cool they were. I like the whole setup, it just looks really cool.
Yeah, very cosy. Like, yeah. Very laid back.
Yeah, super laid back.
What's one thing that people might be surprised to learn about you outside of music?
I'm not going to lie, I don't really have a life outside of music. But when I don't do music, I'm usually doing yoga, which is fun, and like meditating, which is a bit random, but yeah.
It's good self-care.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the first album or song that you remember falling in love with?
The first song was Strange Little Girl by The Stranglers, or Starman by David Bowie, and that whole album, David Bowie's album, is like, I think the first album I fell in love with, because I had it on a CD as a little kid in my bedroom, like dance around to it, but yeah.
What's the weirdest or funniest feedback you've ever received about your music?
It was actually in Gosport the other day, and I was doing this little market thingy, and a woman, there wasn't much audience like around me, but this woman like was walking past, and she just suddenly like started blowing me kisses and being like, I love you. I was like, well, who is this lady? Like, thank you. But and she came up to me afterwards and was like, oh, I thought you're my granddaughter Lily, I'm so sorry. And I was like, bless up. Yeah.
Okay, are there any new directions or projects you're excited to explore?
Well, again, like the band one, I'm pretty excited to explore. But I think at my actual uni studies, I'm doing lots of different like collaboration projects and working in studios, which is just super cool. And yeah, I hope to like expand what I do as well. I don't just want to be I do want to be an artist, but like to get experience, I'd love to work in the industry more.
What's some advice you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Keep going. Don't stop and take every opportunity.
Very good advice. What is your guilty pleasure song?
Right now, it is a really guilty pleasure, but I think probably like Be The One by Dua Lipa.
Really?
I quite like it. It's quite a fun song. Yeah, it's not what I usually listen to, but yeah.
What's your favourite original? Well.
Ooh, that's like choosing between favourite children. Maybe the one I've just recorded, which is Picture Perfect. It's just very, it's not like me to do a happy song, and it's very like happy, so it brings me very much joy.
What is your favourite song right now?
I don't know. Oh my god, that's such a hard question.
Anything you're like really listening to, like always right now?
I like this song, Thinking of You. I think it's by Sister Sledge. It's very like fun and just nice. It kind of reminds me of Christmas, but it's not a Christmas song.
Sticking to the Christmas theme then, we get a question from each of our like artists. So Rosewater left this one for you, and it was, what was the worst present you've ever been given?
Oh my god, worst like Christmas present.
Christmas present. Mm-hmm.
It was, I got two of them in the same year, on the same day.
The same present?
The same present, different colour. It was like this woolly hat, and it had a hole cut out the top for your hair to go through. And it was really strange. And then I was like, so I got that from my nan, which was shop bought. And I was like, thanks so much, I love it. And then I got one, and then I opened, my mum gave me a present, I opened it, and she hand knitted it for me, the same thing. And I was like,
oh,
who does this? But
did you know?
I don't know. But I never wore them. I was just like, thank you so much. And yeah.
What colour were they?
It was, my nan's one was red, my mum's one was blue. They're very like funky hats, so yeah.
Maybe we'll use them one day.
Maybe. I don't think I have them anymore.
Bring them in style. Oh, go on.
Sorry, you two could have worn them. It would have been awesome.
We could have.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Do you have a question for the next artist?
What's your favourite holiday and why is it Christmas? Yeah.
Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.